This is the Great Debate of Storytellers, and today's final features the Western Champion Storyteller, Barry Goldwater, and the Champion of the Eastern Division, Lyndon Johnson. Once again, let's go over the rules now. Each contestant will tell one kid story, and after that, they will try to top each other with more kid stories. And we will vote on the winner next Tuesday, November 4th, and the results will be announced beginning Tuesday night at 7 o'clock right here on good old WCCO Radio.
And now, here they come, our champion storytellers, Barry and Lyndon. Let's give them a big welcome, kids. Hey!
Hi, kids. This is your favorite storyteller from Arizona with my first kid story for today. Once upon a time, there was a man with a curious crew. And he said, "Let us tax from the rich and give to the poor." Well, naturally, there were more poor folks than rich ones, so there were more people who liked him than didn't like him. That is, until a knight in shining armor came upon the scene, riding up from the west to save the country from this giant. And he said, "Come with me, and we'll ride through life together, just like old times. And when we come to the fork in the road, we'll ride to the right."
Hi, kids. Now, this is your Eastern Division champion storyteller from Texas and of late Washington, D.C. Once upon a time, there was a dreamer, and he dreamed of a great society. And his greatest enemy was a man who wore dark-rimmed glasses without any glass in them. And this man who wore these glasses was trigger-happy and used to shoot from the hip. Well, one day, when he ran out of ammunition, he threw mud at this other wonderful man who was dreaming of the great society. Well, this woke him up. So he just washed all the mud off and threw a little bit back at him. And you know what, kids? He threw the mud right at his glasses, and since there was no glass in them, he hit him right in the eye.
Say, kids, I can tell better kid stories than that. Listen to this. Humphrey Dumpty sat on the wall. Humphrey Dumpty had a great fall. How's that?
Oh, yeah? Well, I can top that story. Matter of fact, I'll just change it. Humphrey Dumpty sat in the wall. Humphrey Dumpty had a great fall. That's right, it was a great fall and a pretty good winner, too, because he became vice president then.
I'm still the best storyteller in the nation. Listen to this wonderful nursery rhyme. There was an old lady bird who lived in a shoe, and she had so many birds, she didn't know what to do. Here's another one. Lyndon Bo Peep had all black sheep and didn't know where to hide them.
You call that a nursery rhyme? Listen to this. Barry and Bill went up the hill to vote for old Goldwater. Barry fell down and broke his crown, and Bill came tumbling after.
Now, kiddies, I want to tell you about a little fairy tale about Goldiewater and her three bears. The Lyndon Bear said, "Somebody wants to sleep in my bed." And Hubert Bear said, "And somebody would like to sleep in my bed." And Bobby Bear said, "I think I'll sell my bed and make a profit." But then in came Goldiewater, who said, "Oh, I'm going to move into this white house. This bed is just right. And I do mean right."
Now I'm going to top them all. Little Lyndon Johnson sat in a corner eating election pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out the plum and said, "What a good president am I."